Good morning. Just a few days ago in the Knis, that was a Sunday night, the first of the second days of Yom Tov, there was a question which apparently arose in the late Minyan. I prayed in the first Minyan on Sunday night, but in the later Minyan, what happened was the Hazan was at the end of the Tefillah. It was up to the time of where we would be counting Sfirat HaOmer. He began to count Sfirat HaOmer, said the Beracha, and in the middle of the Beracha, there were a few people in the audience sitting as part of the Kahal who protested and said, it's too early to do so. He protested back. I imagine he wasn't able to talk, so he wasn't using words, but he was using his hands and his mouth to show that it was time for Sefirat HaOmer. And he, in a excited and a little bit annoyed way, came to me in the morning and said, can you imagine, everyone was correcting me, but I know the halakha. I'm aware of it. Can you teach everyone and make certain that everyone's aware of the halakha on this matter, when the time for Sefirat HaOmer really does begin, and what the halakha was in my situation? So now for the details of the situation. The situation was such that the minyan was after Shkiat HaHama already. They had already passed the time of sunset, but they hadn't yet arrived at the time which is known as Seta Kochavim, which is determined as a period of time later. So they had finished already Shkiat HaHama, sunset. And in this circumstance, based on his situation, you'll need to listen for the whole class, his decision was, and rightfully so, I'll say already from now, that they should be making the Beracha and counting the Omer at that time. What goes into this conversation? What's this decision all about? So first and foremost, it should be made clear that Shkiat HaHama, which means sunset, is generally assumed and understood to be when the sun sets. It's the Shkiat HaHama which leads to Tzeta Kochavim, which has a period in between. Nightfall is later, sunset is earlier, and then there's a period in between which we call Ben Hashem Ashot. That Ben Hashem Ashot time period, twilight if you will, is the uncertain time period. It's in between sun and moon. So we had sunset, we haven't yet had nightfall, and we're in this in-between time period. According to the halakha, that in-between time period is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We're uncertain whether it's considered daytime or nighttime. You might now turn to me and say, well, if that's the case, Sfirat HaOmer needs to be at nightfall. Sfirat HaOmer is for the next day. You can't do it in a time when you're uncertain. It's Ben Hashem Ashot. You may have had sunset, but you're not certain that it's nightfall yet. If you're uncertain, you shouldn't be saying Sfirat HaOmer. You shouldn't be counting with a beracha. It's a safek situation. So it goes as follows. As we've discussed and addressed already in these classes, we determined that there's a mahlok, there's a dispute with regards to the nature and quality of Sfirat HaOmer. There's a dispute amongst the poskim, going all the way back to the time of Harambam, who makes clear in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Midim Musafim that Sfirat HaOmer even today is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Even though the Torah seems to connect it to the sacrifices, he accepts that even today, Perek Zayin Halacha Kafbet Bechol Makom Bechol Zeman, at all times, under all circumstances, we count the Omer as a biblically mandated and binding mitzvah. In contrast to Harambam, the majority view, as Ran writes at the end of Masechet Pesachim, is that Sfirat HaOmer today is only rabbinic in nature. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan. Why so? Well, the Torah again connects it to one sacrifice leading up to another sacrifice. We don't have sacrifices any longer. Sfirat HaOmer is only midrabbanan. That being the case, the beginning of this conversation goes as follows. In Masechet Menachot and Daf Samech Vav, Tosafot has the following claim. The Gemara seems to state, using the word Zechel HaMikdash, that Sfirat HaOmer today is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, writes Tosafot, Nira, de besafek hashecha, that's our case. When you're uncertain whether it's nightfall yet, it's what we call Ben Hashem Ashot, after sunset, before nightfall. Yachol levarech, you can already make the beracha of Sefirat HaOmer. Ve'en sarich lehamtin, and you don't need to wait, ad sheyehe vaday laila, until it's certainly night, meaning nightfall, tzeta kochavim. Kevan shehu sefeka derabbanan. The statement of Tosafot is, since this is what's called a safek derabbanan, an uncertainty on a rabbinic mitzvah. It's maybe daytime, maybe nighttime. I know I passed sunset, but I didn't get to nightfall yet. It's this in-between doubtful time period. Since it's a d'rabbanan, a rabbinic issue, our principle is safek d'rabbanan lekula. Rabbinic issues, we go leniently on them. Biblical issues, safek d'oraita lechumra. That being the case, again, Tosafot clearly makes the statement, you could make the berachan count after shkiat hama, after sunset. How does, before we continue in this, how does Shulchan Aruch fall out on that issue, whether Sfirat HaOmer is midrabanan or min haTorah? In his Bet Yosef in Sa'if Dalet, where he's dealing with the words of Ra'avya in a particular situation, he seems to, based on his decision, side with the opinion and the approach that Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh is midrabanan. That when we count the Omer today, we're fulfilling a rabbinic mandate. That being the case, it would stand to reason that you could count Sefirat HaOmer from Shkiat HaHama in the time period, which generally speaking we say is uncertain. Safek d'rabbanan lekula, you'd be able to, one second, we'd be able to, you need the whole class before you can't leave yet. You'd be able to count with a beracha at that time period. You wouldn't, according to this, need a minyan. You could do it biyahid. It's safek d'rabbanan lekula. Okay, that's the beginning stage. Tosafot continues before we close things up. Tosafot writes, Ve'od omer de'afilu biyom samuch lehashecha adif mishum temimot. Says Tosafot further, it might even be better to count from Shkiat HaHama, from sunset before nightfall in that in-between doubtful period. Better? You told me it's a doubt. You told me we could be lenient on a doubt. It's better. Mishum timimot, says Tosafot. The pasuk in the Torah tells us that you need to count 7 complete weeks. We apply that to weeks and days. They need to be complete. What's the most complete day? I say, I had a great work day. I started at 9 sharp and I ended at 5 sharp. It was a complete 9 to 5 work day. I had an absolutely impeccable day. That's beginning until end. The best time then to count the Omer, if I want it to be complete, is at the absolute first chance. When would that be? Suggests Tosafot, from sunset. But I'm uncertain. But it's the earliest time. It might be better for Timimot. So Tosafot set forth 2 reasons for counting the Omer during this in-between doubtful period known as Ben Hashem Ashot. A, it's midrabanan, it's rabbinic in nature, safek derabanan lekula, we can be lenient on rabbinic issues. B, it might be best to do it then. And on this point, you might even include, Mi'iri at the end of Masechet Pesachim, Adaf Kof Kaf Aleph says, that even on the opinion that Sfirat HaOmer is from the Torah today, it's best to do it from Shkiat HaHama. Why? Timimot. The idea that I have the full day, I do it at the first juncture, might override even this safek, this uncertainty. In contrast to that, opposite end of the spectrum is Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, at the end of Masechet Pesachim says, this idea of Timimot, of the earliest possible time, but putting yourself into an uncertain situation, too much. We don't apply Timimot, even if Sfirat HaOmer is midrabanan. So that part, second part of Tosafot, although important, is less significant for the overarching conversation. Back to our issue then. Sfirat HaOmer, during the time from sunset until nightfall, we'll give it about 20 minutes on a mitzvah of this sort, and we're going to ask, could you, should you be counting the Omer during that time period? What we've emerged with until now is Shulchan Aruch's opinion is Sfirat HaOmer is midrabanan, and therefore you could, and maybe according to one approach in Tosafot, should be counting them. Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Sheilot Teshubot Yehaveh Da'at, Chelek Aleph Siman Kaf Gimal, points out that the matter is a little bit more complicated because there's yet another safik. Not only is there an uncertainty about this time period, and an uncertainty whether Sfirat HaOmer is rabbinic or biblical, there's furthermore an uncertainty about that period in the interim from sunset until nightfall. You might be familiar with the fact some people finish Shabbat later than others, some earlier, has all sorts of different opinions. For what reason? Because there's a famous dispute between the Geonim and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that Ben Hashem Ashot is at a different point after Shkiat HaHama. In other words, since there's a dispute about that as well, doing it from what we call sunset and the beginning of Ben Hashem Hashot, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not even in Ben Hashem Hashot. It makes things a little bit more difficult. You might, according to Rabbeinu Tam, still be in daytime after sunset in the way that we characterize sunset. That being the case, you have several other determinations and issues that make this a little bit more difficult to simply state and sufficiently determine we should be counting Omer right after sunset. So where does that land us lahalacha? We said Shulchan Aruch holds it's midrabanan. Should I put myself in that situation for timimot? On the other hand, I have a safek lechumrah, double time over. It might be min haTorah, it might not be ben Hashem Hashot. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Petet in Saif Bet writes the following, quoting from She'elot to Teshubot HaRashba: Hamidaktikim, those who are scrupulous in mitzvot, enam sofrim ad seta kochavim. They should wait until nightfall, what we're determining as 20 minutes after sunset. V'chen ra'ui la'asot, and indeed, that's ideal to do. And we understand why, based on even our conversations. A, we're uncertain about the timing. B, it's not 100% that Sfirat HaOmer today is rabbinic. Maybe it's biblical in nature. Where does that leave us with regards to the Hazan on the first day of the, on Sunday night? Where does that leave us? Based on what I just told you, I was very happy. I think he did the right thing. He should fight that fight. But now we just read in Shulchan Aruch that the Medaktikim from Rashba, if you're scrupulous, you should be waiting. Writes Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Yahavedah there in Siman Kaf Gimal, he writes, Lefichach, im en hakahal muchanim lahamtin atzet hakochavim. If you find yourself in a situation where the minyan is going to end after Shkiat HaHama, after sunset, but before nightfall, you can't keep the people. Dachilak. The rabbi's going to give another 20-minute derasha. You're going to sit around. The hazan's going to be elongated. The kayam hashash, as a result, there's a fear. Shehelek min hatzibur yavo lidei shichicha. People are going to forget. V'yafsidu misvat svirat ha'omer. They're going to miss out on svirat ha'omer. Yecholim lahakel lispor bebracha beben Hashem Hashot shu safek yom safek laila. Dehainu miyad lahar shkiat ha'hamai. He says, in such a circumstance, it's okay. I might add, it might even be praiseworthy. If you're dealing with a kahal, normal people who are going to go home afterwards, maybe eat a meal, maybe fall asleep, they're going to end up forgetting to count the omer. You have a situation where al-pidin, according to letter of the law, you can count already at this time. We have historically in our kahal, in our community, set forth the principle that in a sibur, in a congregation where the minyan is at that point, at shkiat ha'hama, sunset, and there's an opportunity to count the omer in order to prevent people from forgetting, we count omer then. Does that mean that that's ideal? Well, Shulchan Aruch told us, HaMedaktikim, don't do so. If you could pray in a later minyan, if the kahal is open to the fact that the rabbi is going to speak for a half an hour, elongate the minyan or something like that, Hine matomu manaim. Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef testifies, he says, many kehilot, certainly Ashkenazi kehilot, they elongate, they have a period in between and they just extended, they have a longer Se'udah Shlishit on Moshe Shabbat, so that they count Omer Bibracha after Tzeta Kochavim. Generally speaking, not the practice in our Kihilot. We're going to lose people from coming to Knis. People are going to forget counting the Omer, and therefore, Halacha Lema'aseh, and bottom line is the following. If you as a Yahid, as an individual, have a decision to make from sunset or to wait 20 minutes, you should wait those 20 minutes. That's what Shulchan Aruch told us. Letter of the law, you went ahead and you counted. I didn't realize. I was nervous. I knew I was going to fall asleep. Yeah, absolutely yotze. It might be, says Tosafot, ideal. We don't go, it's ideal. But you're yotze. You're in a kahal. You're in a minyan. And at that point, in the tefillah, you now have 20 minutes until nightfall, but sunset has already fallen upon you. In such a situation, our minhag is, the Hazan was right. It's a shame there was no rabbi to fight his cause in that situation, to count the omer then, to prevent people from forgetting. Getting to count Sefirat HaOmer, as we mentioned, since Sefirat HaOmer is midrabanan, you're in a safek yom, safek laila situation, you might even moreover get the timimot aspect of the full day. In such a situation, the hazan can, or the rabbi can, and should be counting bibracha, with a beracha, for the congregation. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.